Well, it's in the middle of the park, and there's usually a heap of stuff here, but it's very early in the season at the moment. And
what is that exactly?
That's a Mycena species.
Common?
It's fairly common, yeah. You've really got to go into the field guides to find out what's what. I still make mistakes. Genevieve's always pulling me up and saying, you know that one.
Genevieve is a mycologist?
Yes, and whereas I'm only a citizen scientist.
Genevieve Gates, isn't it?
Yes, yes, Genevieve Gates, yeah.
As I said, we're right in the middle of La Trobe. In fact, the La Trobe's version of a civic square.
Well, that's Railway Square.
Directly opposite the car park.
Right? Yeah.
We've already spotted a couple of different fungi before we even leave the asphalt.
Yeah,
just above us here, 100 metres from Railway Square, is Dooley's Hill.
Yeah.
Your playground paradise.
That's my study area. I've been doing it for nearly 5 years now. I've had at least 400 species on that hill alone. And I'm still finding new stuff all the time.
Have you been tempted to put a big fence around it?
Yeah, well, there's people are tempted to look for the magic mushroom. I'll point them out to you.
Thank you, I think. Now, Herman, we are so close to La Trobe that we're probably still, to the main street, that we'll probably still hear traffic from Dooley's Hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it'll be quieter than down here. I'm really keen to see it. Can we go up there?
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you one which is introduced from South Africa. It's called Favolosia.
Was an introduced fungi just coming in on someone's boot?
Well, just on your clothes, which is blown in from the mainland. Even New Zealand has got this one now, which is taking over from the normal mushrooms.
So this is all fairly recent for you too, isn't it? This level of interest in fungi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I sort of started when I was bushwalking. You often get a platypus come up here.
Yeah.
And there's fish. You can see the fish swimming around there.
So platypus in here and a siren screaming down the street as we look for it.
Yeah.
I'm loving La Trobe's town and country feel.
I usually put up a few posts after I've been for a walk, and I usually put in BC, which means before coffee, or I go for a walk again just after coffee, and I put AC. And people laugh at that and think, how can you do all that in that short period of time? But because it's so close and confined, I can do it.
Do you find your best work is BC or AC?
My best work, I think, is BC.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You just helped me quit a very bad habit.
And AC, I've gotten inspired. And that's why I go out again, because I know there's going to be some more.
But you're probably not as patient.
That's a honey fungus. It's called Amarilla, and they are all destroyers of wood. And where they're growing there's wood underneath the ground, even though you can't see it.
There's also a bit of an issue too with fungi, isn't there? Everybody's wondering, edible or not?
Yes.
So to call something a honey fungus could be dangerous.
It could be. And we don't talk about edibility on the site, and we try to discourage people from doing it. And there's one called Amanita pilaides, which is a death cap.
Name says it all.
It'll kill you.
Yeah. Why is Dooley's Hill so good for fungi? Is it the number of trees that are rotting on the hill?
Yes, because a lot of them grow on wood. If it's wet, you find some beautiful stuff.
What's one of the most memorable things you've found, just for its unusualness or beauty?
Stinkhorn. Yeah, the red stinkhorn.
Except for the name, of course.
Yeah. It stinks when you put your nose to it, but a few feet away, there's no real smell. And those red tentacles look like an octopus.
Is that one endemic to Tasmania?
Yeah. Well, the cage fungus, which is also a stinkhorn, which comes out of an egg sac. And I found some on the bridge there. Oh, beautiful big thing. And it's like a soccer ball. There's a hygroside, which I found up on Dooley's Hill, and that's got a lot of colours in it. Find them more in rainforests, on the west coast.
Herman, you hear about slimes a lot when people are talking fungies now too. What's the difference between a slime and a fungi?
Well, a slime is totally different to fungi. They used to be lumped in with fungi, but they found that they will even consume a fungi, you know, as food.
Sounds like Ghostbusters.
Well,
you're out there looking for slimers.
It's very complicated, but
they begin as really just as slime.
As slime, and they mature into different stages.
they ooze around as slime.
Yeah, yeah, it just oozes around.
It sounds creepy.
Well, you can get videos now show you exactly what the slime does.
I'm reminded of the blob.
You Google blob and it'll bring a slime mold out.
Yeah, yeah. Beware of the blob.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall.
What did you do in your working life?
I was a storeman. I was a machine operator at the pulp. I made aluminium windows. I built my own home, and it's a mould.
That's a mould, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks sort of like a fluffy seed case or something, doesn't it?
That's dog poo.
Ah!
Do you see anything on the ground?
Sort of looks like the tops of mushrooms or something in the ground.
It's an egg sac. It gets glebe all around the middle of it.
Gets what?
Glebe, sticky stuff, yeah. And that's the smelly stuff which brings the blowflies in because they've got it on their feet. They spread it around. Called a stinkhorn.
Oh, that's the stinkhorn.
That's the stinkhorn. And over here, we've got a lot of earth stars.
When you poke around in the dirt like that, do you have to be careful with some of these about touching them or not?
No, you don't worry about it. I think a lot of people are overcautious. My kids are going to eat it. A dog's going to eat it. No, they won't. That's a cement train.
So what about the ghost fungies?
Well, the first one I saw here must be 4 years ago, but I wasn't very good at photographing then. And Charlie Price came down, gets this phone call and said, "Herman, get your ass up here. I'll show you how to photograph the ghost." They've got an eerie glow. You don't actually see the green glow with the naked eye. So it's got to be dark.
Is that species a big reason for people to come here?
Well, yes, yeah.
You actually have mainland and or international visitors come here?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Because you don't get it in Europe. I just got a friend from Spain, and she said, "We don't get that here," because I posted it up during the day. Yeah.
Was that AC? After coffee? Is that when you get posting?
Yes. If I'm really excited, I'll do some posting on the way.
How old are you, by the way, Herman?
I'm 72.
Okay. Yeah. At your age, carrying on like a teenager. You got a funny hat, you're posting all the time.
Yeah, I'm always on my phone, and my kids said, "Look at that." My son and granddaughter are talking to me, and I don't even bloody well hear them.
You have a wife at home who worries about you, tries to control you?
Yeah, she says she's a fungi widow.
What's her name?
It's Kay.
Kay, right now we're out on Dooley's Hill. Sorry about that.
And she's enjoying the sunshine up in Queensland.
Oh, that sounds like a fair trade. So back to Latrobe, Herman, and half expecting you to spot a fungi coming out of the cracks in the pavement or somewhere. How long have you lived here?
I've been here since 1968.
Beautiful town. I love Latrobe.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Now, we've had a very productive time of it, BC, before coffee.
Yeah.
Is it time to have coffee now, in the time of coffee?
Oh, definitely, yes, definitely.
And we'll see what we can do AC after coffee.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see what we can do.
A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through.